So how long does your Seder have to go? This year, my wife and I and our kids were home for the first days ourselves, so presumably it's going to be a little bit fast. A little bit faster Seder, right? So it'll be a little bit faster. The whole idea is to get the kids should be able to stand for the whole Seder. So now the question is, okay, the kids go to bed. Well, first of all, is there a minimal time that the Seder has to go until? And number two, okay, after the kids go to bed, can my wife and I just go to bed, or do you have to still do stuff? After they're done and the Seder's over, is there still a chiv to learn or talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim? Or so we'll see. Shashirim, let's see. So the Rambam, in discussing the mitzvah of Yetzias Mitzrayim, just says, Kol amarbe hareza meshubach, but does not quote the end time of the Seder. Sounds like, according to the Rambam, once you finish the Seder, you're finished. You want to do more? Gesundheit, great. Kol amarbe hareza meshubach, but there's no like minimal shear of how long you need to go until. The Mechilta, on the other hand, says, gives a shir. He says it's ad chatzos. You really should do the Seder. Still talk all about Yetzias Mitzrayim until chatzos. Shita number two. Shita number three is the Tosefta. Listen to this Tosefta. Tosefta says, Chayiv adam lasok b'hilchas ha-Pesach. People are obligated... to talk about Ilchas Pesach, and some have the different girsa about Benisim of Pesach, Kol Halayla. What does that mean? All night. Kol Halayla. He says, you're chayiv to discuss it all night. Afilu beino ben atzmo, afilu whatever, etc. Then he says a story, says Tosefta. My sub Rabbi Gamliel is a Kenim. The rabbis, Rabbi Gamliel and his buddies, were hanging out in Lud by the house of Baises ben Zonin. And what happened? Similar to like the story we have in the Haggadah. They were all up until the rooster crowed. So what do? They lifted up the Seder plate, etc. So it's a pretty weird Tosefta. First he says, Kol Halayla. Then he brings this story with Rabbi Gamliel, where he also did it, Kol Halayla. So we'll have to understand what's the addition of the story. So we'll get to that in a second. Comes along the Rosh and the Torah and quotes this Tosefta, and listen to what he says. He says, you know what the end time of the Seder is? Ad shechatfaso shina. Until you fall asleep. No joke. We're going to talk about that. Let's say you have the guy who's doing Hallel's really sweet voice, and you're out cold in the middle of Hallel. So we'll see. We have to discuss. Ad shechatfaso shina. And he quotes this Tosefta. Now that's really weird, because what did Tosefta say? Kol Halayla. And he is learning, the Rosh is citing this Tosefta, and saying what it really means, it sounds like ad shechatfaso shina. So question number one, first of all, is, what about the Rambam? Okay, the Rosh at least is addressing the Tosefta. He seems to be, you know, changing it a little bit. But the Rambam didn't quote the Tosefta at all. So I saw a Sefer Mitzion Ora says, well, the Rambam believed if a Tosefta doesn't make it into the Gemara, you don't necessarily pass him that way. So fine, so the Rambam doesn't follow the Tosefta. The Rosh follows the Tosefta, but he seems to change the time. So what is up with this Rosh? So how do we understand it? So Mechazdei David gives an explanation. He's going to give you two explanations. One, number one, the Chazdei David says, you know what the pshat is? Is that really, you know what it meant to call Halayla? Call Halayla only meant in the Tosefta if you could do it. If you could last, if you're the type of person, you go on no hours of sleep periodically, you study for finals, you pull an all-nighter, you're up the next morning, you just have five cups of coffee, fine, so you're the type of person, then great, you got to do a call Halayla. But most people, that's not the case, says the Chazdei David. What happens right after that fourth cup? You're knocked out. Says the Chazdei David, that's why the Tosefta brings the story with Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel was an iron man. Rabbi Gamliel was able to do it the whole night. So really, the Tosefta is telling you, ad shechatfaso shina. But Rabbi Gamliel, if you're really tough, then you could do it all night. It comes out from the Tosefta that really ad shechatfaso shina has a basis in the Tosefta, according to this Chazdei David. Another way to explain where the Rosh gets this ad shechatfaso shina from, if he's citing the Tosefta, is the Tosefta is of the opinion that you can have matzah and maror all night. So if you could have matzah and maror all night, So then when's the Haggadah? All night as well. But we paskin, when are you supposed to finish your matzah mar? By chatzos. Why? Because we're nervous. If you don't finish by chatzos, maybe you're going to go overboard. Okay, the whole chumrah. If that's the case, really, maybe the time for the Haggadah is chatzos. So we're machmir a little bit, ad shechatfas oshina. But the real zman, really fundamentally, is really chatzos now following matzah and mar. I saw that explanation in the Elohim Moadai. What's the difference between these two opinions? The difference between the two opinions is what's the real shear? According to the first explanation, the Chazdei David, if you're an Iron Man, you should really go the whole night. According to this pshat, really the real shear is chatzos, so we're machmer a little bit more after chatzos, ad shechatfas oshina. Who cares? Here's the question. You thought you were making a joke before. What about this? I saw in the Sefer, Merech Nichoch, quoting by Rav Ganuth, Rav Shmuel Bar Ganuth. He asks a great question. Okay, how do we paskin? Let me read you Shulchan Aruch first, and then I'll tell you his question. Shulchan Aruch, Chai of Adam Lasuk Bilchas HaPesach, Ovi Yitzias Mitzrayim, Ovi Saper Benisim Neflos, Sh'asa Kadosh Baruch Hu Avoseinu, Ar Shechatfas Oshina. Boom. So Shulchan Aruch paskins like this rush until you fall asleep. So now I ask you the question, what does this mean, Ad Shechatfas Oshina? You could say it two ways. Does that mean when I fall asleep, that's the zman? How do I know the zman? You don't look at your watch, you look at your eyes. When I start going like this, okay, you're done, your night is over. Or is ad shechatfas oshina just means, it just means, okay, if you fall asleep, so now ones rachmana patre, I'm done with the mitzvah, what am I supposed to do? Really, it's the whole night, but I fell asleep, what am I supposed to do? What's the nafkamina between these two opinions? Your question. Let's say you make it past the Seder. And your wife tells you, okay, come on, we got to clean up. So what do? Yeah, I just need to put my head down for a minute, dear. And you put your head down. You're out like a light 10 seconds later, okay? Your wife, of course, smacks you over the head. And what do? You get right, jump up 5 minutes later, yeah? Now what do you got to do? Do you need to go now, say more of Yetzias Mitzrayim? So if you say that Ad Shechatfas Oshina is a zman, once it is man, you're done. You wake up 5 minutes later. Oh, what happened? So I have to continue. You fall asleep in Hallel, really, or in Nirtza. You're done. That's it. Because Ad Shechatfas Oshina is a zman. But if you say no, Ad Shechatfas Oshina is just ones rachmana patre. Okay, so you were ones while you had your head down on the table. But once your wife smacked you across the head and woke you up, poured water on your head, now you're up again. Now you got to continue and do more Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kol Oso Alayla. So this is a huge nafkamina. Another nafkamina. I'm finished with the Seder. I'm totally done. So what do you tell? I clean up. I help my wife. I'm perfect. Now what are you going to do? You have two choices. Either you could pull out Haggadah and start reading Yetzias Mitzrayim. And maybe you could do it. You could do it for another hour. Or what are you going to do? I'm just going to go lie down in my bed and see what happens. Mutar Asr to do that. So if you say, Ad Shechatfas Oshina is a zman. So I'm not sure. If it's a zman, then perhaps it's a zman. If I lie down in my bed and now I get tired, the zman's over. Okay, so I put myself to end the zman, but fine, I'm allowed to do that. But if you say it's ones rachmana patre and I'm on pater, okay, so you have to wake yourself up as much as you can to prevent yourself from going to fall asleep. There are two huge nafkaminas. So how do we paskin? So it depends if you are Ashkenaz or Sephard. So the Or L'Tzion, Rabbi Tzion Abishol, is a very charif piece in his Or L'Tzion, and he says you have to try to keep yourself up all night. You have to really try to learn. So if we finish with my kids the Seder, 12:10, you know, 12:30, really you're supposed to go as much as you can. Normally with a normal Seder, we could do to 1:32. I've done it in the past. So now what am I mechayev? I'm mechayev to go the extra hour. Sounds like you have to, shechatfas oshina means you have to push yourself. And according to Rabbi Ben Tzion Abishol, comes along Rabbi Yashiv and Shmuel Kametsky and say, no, that's not what it means. That means is that after the Seder is over, Mistama, the game's over. But that means you gotta push yourself so not to fall asleep in the middle of a Seder. But once the Seder's over and you finished your four cups of wine, you're fine. Look, maybe you shouldn't just run right straight to bed, but if you're already falling over your face and you're exhausted, you don't have to push yourself at all, and he is Mako. The Avnei Yoshve, he also paskins that way, a fine handler, and he says that, look, he says the whole idea of Ad Shechatfas Oshina just means is that you shouldn't play ping pong after the Seder. If you're done with the Seder, it's 1 o'clock in the morning, you usually go to bed at 1:30. Yes, no, I'm going to hang out. I'm going to read a book. I'm going to read, you know, a novel. I'm going to play ping pong a little bit. No, that's not what it means. Achach Vasu Shina means you better be the last thing you do before you go to sleep is the Seder. Don't do anything else post the Seder. We should all be zoicha not to be Achach Vasu Shina until the Seder is truly over. So,